Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Uncommon Sense, the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and we learn together. I am Billy the Kid, and in the studio we always have...
Uncle Budge back Uncle at you. Looks like my video froze.
It did. Uh-oh. Let me see if I can fix that. Hold on just a second. It's working over there.
Yeah, my video is froze.
We are frozen. Hold on just a second, you guys. I'm gonna do something weird here. You're a clock, bro.
I'm a clock.
What happened?
Get the clock out of here. There we go.
Oi, get the clock out of here.
Little technical difficulty, but we're with you, and thank you for staying with us during that time.
It happens. Actually, I don't think we have anybody really here yet, so...
But...
We'll see how it goes. This was another one of those not really timed well, planned, and whatnot. I don't know.
Right.
We just kind of do this on the whim.
Yeah.
Half the time.
Sometimes we put together a script, sometimes we don't.
Sometimes. Sometimes we're better at this than other days. Okay, so today,
this is the subject we've been talking about on like
off air, and we have brought it up a little bit in the past, I think.
Yeah, we have.
But I think it's something that people need to talk about more so that we can all come to sort of a mutual understanding of traditional gender roles.
Yeah.
You know, everybody talks about the toxicity and masculinity, and
right.
there is talk about toxic femininity. It's not near as popular to talk about toxic femininity.
Right.
Which there's a lot of it.
A lot.
But you got talks about stuff like that, your toxic relationships and this and that, but there's not really any discussion on, okay, how do we fix it?
Right.
There's a problem. We realize there's a problem.
Right.
What's the next step?
What do we do to fix that problem?
It's time to brainstorm, y'all.
Yeah.
Storm your brain. It's questions. Like, why don't we talk about gender roles?
Yeah.
Are gender roles important? Are they necessary?
How long have gender roles played a part in civilization?
Forever.
And how long will it play a part in civilization?
Forever.
That's right.
It even plays a part in nature.
Right.
Well, we talked earlier about it a little bit, and everything in nature has balance.
Mm.
There's a positive and a negative.
Right.
You know, in energy, in life forces, there's opposites.
Right.
All going back to the yin and yang.
Yeah.
Right? Which is older than any of us can even think to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
World's oldest philosophy, yin and yang.
Is the balance of life.
That's right.
The balance of good and evil.
Right.
Good and bad.
Male and female.
Positive and negative.
There is
a That's not to say that either males or females are positive or negative. You know, they can either one be positive or negative.
Right. But there's that balance.
When a positive and negative work together in energy in the proper way, they conduct energy.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Some relationships have more sparks than energy, but.
Yeah, this is very true. But that's why we're talking about it.
But that's why we're talking
about it. Right, so should gender roles be valued?
Yeah, I believe they should.
Do you think an understanding of said gender roles, do you think that would help anything these days?
I think if we had a better understanding of the gender roles, and not just gender roles, but roles in society as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, we have our hunters, we have our gatherers. they are necessary for us to.
I mean, obviously, we have more than hunters and gatherers now. Right. But everybody in society, every work position,
right?
Everything we do as a community,
right? We have,
or everything we do singly affects our community, right? So,
we just recently had an incident where there was a standoff.
Flies.
Because somebody.
An incident where the flies won't go into the zapper.
Right.
Sorry for the side note, but there was an article I read recently. I posted it on the page. Mm-hmm. Some about biblical level plague of grasshoppers.
Right.
I'm like, if there's any biblical plague of anything, it's the flies.
It's the flies.
They're bad. They're so bad.
Yeah, especially this time of year. Hot days.
Anyway, okay. Sorry about the side note. And I think maybe before we get too much into the gender role discussion, let's talk real quick about that side note. Feinstein.
Oh, Miss Feinstein.
Miss Feinstein.
Senator Feinstein.
Yeah.
She recently aged 90. We'll be right back with you, folks.
Yeah, give us just a second.
Please stand by.
It's done.
No, we were talking about Senator Feinstein. Age of 90, she just recently signed over
90.
The power of attorney to her granddaughter. Her granddaughter.
Well, yeah, because she's 90.
Decisions for her because she can't do it anymore.
Because she's 90.
And she's still in the Senate.
Why? Who was the one
that a job?
Who was the one that was all old and died while he or she was still
in office?
In office?
I can't remember.
Anyways, the point that we're going, or the, you know, the direction we're going with this is,
if she can't make her own decisions, why is she still in the Senate?
How does that not, like, immediately disqualify someone?
Yeah.
You have to get a power of attorney or, like, a, what's the other one? Where is it? Conservatorship?
Conservatorship, yeah.
Which, they're different, but similar. They're, like, synonyms. Nerd. Anyway.
I'm such a nerd.
Mm-hmm. So, if she's not cognitive enough to make her own decisions, and someone right. has to have power of attorney to make important legal decisions for her,
right?
How in the world can she continue to make important legal decisions for the country?
Right. She
can't. For her designated area of the country.
Her recent display that at a
she's worse than a biting.
She was asked to say I, and instead of saying I, she started rambling about something that totally had nothing to do with the subject matter, and someone had to stop her and tell her, just say I. She goes, huh? What? She didn't even realize where she was at. She had no fucking clue. She had no clue.
Pardon me, French.
She had no clue.
Hey, speak a little French, and that sound like.
Speak a little French. Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Anyway, French is a weird language.
Yeah.
Anyway,
to Senator Feinstein, you know, so she probably turns around, she goes,
But it reminds me of watching Biden at the podium.
Oh, man. Biden's another one that needs a cognitive test and needs to get out of there. He's too old. He doesn't know where he's at half the time.
Age limits would fix a lot of things.
Age limits would fix a lot of things.
If there was
that he has spent 40% of his time in office on vacation. 40%. So 6 out of 10 days he's there.
Yeah.
The other 4 days he's off.
Yeah.
How is that representing the country?
It's not. So who's really representing the country? Who's really running?
And you know, the thing that gets me is that they gave Trump such a hard time for going to play golf.
Yeah.
But Trump was up until the wee hours of the morning making an important decision. They never gave Clinton
crap about playing golf.
Yeah.
Until they found out he played golf with Bush.
Yeah.
Same.
It was a sand trap.
It was a... never mind. Just, shut your dirty mouth.
It's a sand trap. Aboard.
Shut the front door. Okay.
Anyways,
we just want to know your guys' opinion. You know our opinion. But
should there be age limits?
Yeah.
And what do you think should happen with Ms. Feinstein? I think she should retire or resign gracefully.
Full away for that.
As best she can.
Okay, so actually, while we're still on this subject, let this be a lesson. Like, there's a lot of liberal people out there
mm-hmm.
who are really on the fence about, like, everything.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. As you're looking around as a liberal person,
mm-hmm.
let yourself question. Let yourself be wrong. There is nothing bad about being wrong.
There's nothing bad about being fooled, too.
Exactly. In fact, I had this conversation with a good friend of mine. She is very liberal. She's LGBT, whatever, you know. She's
a lesbian. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that she's that, though. And the reason I say that is because all of this, like, gender whatnot that's going on with the pronouns and this right. and that.
She's not down she, with all that.
Yeah. She's like, it's weird, Billy. It's really weird. Yeah. And, like, we've kind of talked about it. And you can tell she's on the fence about stuff. And I said something to her kind of to the effect that, you know, it's okay to feel like you've been duped.
Yeah.
Because you have.
Yeah.
We all have, really, in one way or another yeah. throughout
our lives.
The run of this country with the way that it's run, like a corporate company, and we're all just assets with capital letters all in our names. Anyway, that's another subject for another day. So, it's okay that you were duped. It's okay that you were fooled. But now that you know that you were fooled, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to continue to vote for the same nonsense that has gotten you here where you are now?
Right.
You know? And I brought up to her that I remember my dad complaining back in the 90s, all these Californians moving up here, bringing their politics with them.
Right.
You know, and as a kid, I'm like, I don't get it. I get it now. Look at Portland. Look at Eugene. Springfield. All of those places have changed compared to what I remember them being when I was young. You know?
Yeah.
And it's because the policies that everybody was running from in Southern California, they brought it up to Oregon.
Yeah.
And instead of being like, oh, well, maybe that was a bad idea. We shouldn't vote for that again. They go voting for the same or similar policies being established in a whole different state.
Yeah.
This is why, as people are moving out of California, New York, and whatever,
yeah,
they're being frowned upon in other states. This is why. Because of what you did in places like Oregon and Washington. You know?
Yeah.
Look what you did to our states. We used to be conservative. We used to...
We were a conservative state for a long time. You know,
the American-loving... down-home country people.
Yeah.
Yeah, call us hillbillies.
We haven't been conservative in decades.
No.
Ever since mail-in voting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gee. Mail-in voting. Yeah. Can't imagine where that went wrong.
Yeah.
You're sarcastic.
I'm not.
Why?
I'm too serious.
Why so serious? I'm out of tea. Excuse me, servant. Yes.
Yes.
Please. Bring me more tea. Okay.
So.
Is this because I'm brown?
So we talked about age limits. We talked about Einstein. I think, and we started to briefly touched on gender roles.
Yeah, so gender roles is the main subject of
gender
today.
Roles is the main subject of today. I think we need to get into it, delve into it.
Yes.
Because there has to be a masculine and a feminine role.
Absolutely.
In the household.
And it's weird to me to think that our opinion on that is controversial.
Yes.
And, I don't know, maybe it's the area of which we were raised,
right.
The environments that we were raised in, but we were raised with logic, common sense, and,
you know, if you touch that stove, it's going to burn you.
Traditions were important, and traditions were a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, traditions are frowned upon.
I know.
They're taboo.
It puzzles me as to why. It really does.
So, but why is the gender role thing so important, right? So, we said the thing about positive, negative, right. You know, masculine, feminine. And, frankly, in our modern day, with all of these activists all about, you know, and even general people, you know, wanting to ally or whatever they want to call it with this whole LGBT thing.
Right.
We're just going to take off the rest of the alphabet for now because there's also a whole thing going on where they're trying to, like, divorce the alphabet.
Right.
Anyway, it's whatever. I don't really care about all that. But the point is that the original, you know, just the homosexual part of it.
Right.
Because trans is, like, a whole different level of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Where was I going with that? Okay, so even if we go into, like, modern relationships, as weird and convoluted as they are, if you have a masculine person and a feminine person, both with the understanding that one is masculine and one is feminine, why is that so important? Why I think it's important is because the masculine one, with logic and common understanding of things,
right,
would realize that they are the bigger, stronger, faster, the protector, the provider, the strong arm of the family, yes. The
safety and security of the family.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So you are now taking on the masculine role. If you want to be masculine, then be masculine.
Yeah.
Don't keep trying to use your girly parts as an excuse for crap. If you're going to be masculine, then just be masculine.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
You think you're as good as the dudes? You think you can step up with them? Then step up.
Right.
Quit trying to make them come down to your step.
Right.
You know? And I say this as a female. For those of you that aren't aware, I am female. He's a girl.
He's a girl.
We love you, man. You know we do.
You know we love you.
But to be fair, he's not the only one. That happens to me, like, on a weekly, sometimes daily basis, depending on how much I go out in public.
Right.
And it's okay. It doesn't have to affect anything. If I'm offended, that's my fault. That's my problem. That's my issue to deal with.
Right.
Okay, so why do I need to let it bother me?
Yeah.
I know how I dress. I know what I look like. I've got short hair. I don't have the most feminine voice out there. You know what I mean? Right. One of our friends was like, Billy has one of those voices where you're not really sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. If you ever watched a Saturday Night Live skit about Pat.
Hey, I'm cuter than Pat, though.
You are a lot cuter than Pat.
How's it going?
But, you know, it's the same thing. If they don't know, they have to assume. And the only way they can assume is by an outward appearance.
Yes. So if you want to be assumed to be male, then look, dress, act, and step up like a man.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes for the feminine ones. Okay. Right. So you got your masculine person and your feminine person. The feminine person needs to also have similar understanding that as the more feminine one,
they
have their role as well.
Right.
They have their place in the relationship.
Yes.
To nurture and care.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one I had just had? And I went, wee. Meow. But anyways, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
You understand. Do you guys understand?
Well,
you understand my gibberish?
To try and put it in a point of view, I guess I am old-fashioned to a certain extent. I believe that, I go out, I work hard.
Mm-hmm. Same. And I mean, what?
After I get done working, I come home. When I come home, I have a wife. I provide for the home. I provide for the bills. Mm-hmm. I provide for all that. Her role is to provide for me to make sure that we still have all that.
And not just the providing, but you made her feel safe.
Yes.
That is unbelievably important. If the feminine one does not feel safe, there is a problem. Mm-hmm. And if they don't feel safe from you, there's an even bigger problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so
a woman.
I just I feel like this is such
fear somebody.
Absolutely, yeah. But I feel like this is such an issue in modern relationships. Okay, so not only do you have men with men and women with women,
right,
which is already untraditional because it only works one way, people. Okay.
No offense, you can't procreate that way. Just saying.
Doesn't work. But there is an excess amount of domestic violence.
Yes.
In homosexual relationships.
Yes.
Whether they're male or female. Mm. Homosexual relationships have an extremely high rate
of domestic
violence. Why? Because they're confused
on which role
is playing which role at any given moment.
Right.
You need to pick a role and stick with it. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be masculine, then be masculine. Right. Like I said, man up. Okay? And if you're going to be feminine, then act like a lady. You know?
Yep.
Okay, well, you know, what other weird junk you got going on, just be proper. Why is it so hard? Like, why is this so difficult? Do we need to bring back finishing schools for people?
I guess so. No, manners would be go a long way.
Oh, man. You don't even know.
No, just the basics. Please. Thank you. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Three things. So simple. When you're asking something, please.
And the definitions of, like, toxic when it comes to masculinity.
Right.
It's an insult to humanity. I don't know how else to put it.
You got to define what about exactly about it is toxic. What part is toxic?
And the fact that masculinity in itself is not toxic.
No.
It's when the masculinity is twisted for the benefit of that person, that's when it becomes toxic. Yeah. It's the person that's toxic, not the masculinity.
Right. Just saying.
And same thing with the femininity.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, there's nothing wrong with being feminine or even overly feminine.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with being overly masculine.
No.
It's how you, as an individual, twists it for your own demented benefits.
Right.
You're the toxic one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I wholeheartedly agree.
So, husbands and wives.
Husbands and wives.
Let's bring them back.
Let's
make that a normal thing again. And have you noticed that, too? That even those words are becoming...
Yeah. The word normal is offensive to people now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me that ain't foolish.
So, like, as someone of questionable nature, let's just say, for example, I'll put myself on the chopping block here. But just as an example, let's say I was like, I need a wife. How many people would frown at me?
Oh, yeah.
Even if they knew I was female, they might even frown at me more.
They probably would if they knew you.
Because now you're a toxically masculine female.
Yeah.
What? Like, how is that even a thing? Make it make sense.
The only way for it to make sense is if we get back to core values.
Yeah. And
not this nonsense.
And core logic, people. Like, come on. This is not rocket science. It is kindergarten biology. Okay. Yeah.
They're trying to change that.
The
now.
Boy dog.
They're trying to have story hour.
You know.
For kindergartners.
Mounts the female dog. And
birds and bees.
Puppies happen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's how my kids learned. They're the dogs.
Yeah.
We didn't get them fixed in time. Well, it happens.
Yeah. They were cute pups.
Yeah, they were. Oh, little dude. I missed that book.
Where are we out of time?
I don't know. Just thinking about puppies. okay, yeah, we're so about
my ex-wife.
45 minutes.
You think about all the puppies she swallowed.
Get out. You're fired. Your current wife is thinking about puppies. She's always wanting to get more puppies.
Yeah, she always
wants. You need more puppies, I don't need bro. More
puppies.
I need more siblings. So like my little brothers and sisters. Oh. Wee little things they are.
You would have to understand the family unit.
It's a strange one.
It's a strange one. Well, was there anything else we wanted to cover today?
That I'm an awesome dad.
This is what an awesome dad looks like.
To be fair, it's not my cap. I borrowed it. But, also, take note. Take notes. Pay attention.
No, as far as gender roles and everything, there has to be the wager.
Yeah, there has.
And lately, with today's society, it comes down to both people working in order to afford the things they want in life. The good house, the car, the insurance.
You know what one of the biggest reasons why Americans can't afford stuff? Taxes!
Yeah.
Taxes, y'all. And we weren't even supposed to be taxed.
Yeah.
Did you guys know there's a 13th Amendment that was taken out and replaced? Huh. And it specifically says something about taxes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, maybe it's just the theory. You'll have to look it up yourself.
Yeah. Or you can cover it in a future episode.
Indubitably.
Indeed. Not quite.
For $1 gazillion. No.
That's like Kamala Harris. The Brazilian.
I can't watch Kamala Harris. She just...
And AOC says, how many is a Brazilian?
I have seen that meme. I have seen that meme, though. How much is a Brazilian? Yeah. I don't know. I can't watch those people, though. Like, when it actually comes to watching them, it hurts my brain to even try to listen to AOC.
Or Kamala.
Or Kamala. And then I twitch every time she laughs.
Yeah. Ugh. It's not a laugh. It's a cackle.
Yeah.
There's a laugh. Ha, ha, ha. There's a cackle.
It's a... It's like fake every time too.
Yeah, it's so fake. It's like it's a force.
Oh, it's like her accent. It's fake like her accent.
Yeah.
Accents. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. If you agree with us, let us know down below. If not,
let us know down below.
Let us know down
below. And while you're down there, hit like and subscribe. And send it to your friends and your grandma.
Don't forget to hit the bell notification icon to be notified when all of our new content comes out.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed.
Indeed. Okay, so anyway, I think we've kind of talked it out about the general rules for now, anyway.
For now. We might cover it more, you know, if people want to hear about it.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys think. Ask us questions. We'll answer them in future episodes and whatnot. Yeah. Don't be afraid to comment.
No.
In commenting, let us remind you, it does send it out into the algorithm more. Yeah. That's why I blew up our comment section, because I figured we'd be lonely. We're always so lonely.
We did get a chance a couple nights ago to go see our favorite band, Owls and Aliens. Rock on.
You guys know we love you.
Oh, yeah.
I got lots of stickers.
They're getting ready to head out on tour. We wish them all the best of luck and to be safe out there, guys.
Think about a road trip. Just like spontaneous.
Yeah.
Might go to like Salt Lake City or something.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun one. Yeah. No real reason.
No reason. See you there, guys.
That would be super cool, though, if I can.
Yeah, that'd be cool, but it'd also be, like, kind of creepy. Why are you following me?
Because I'm your biggest fan. They'd be like, all right.
You ever see Misery?
I hung out at their house, bro. Like,
yeah, I know.
They know me.
They're...
It's weird, too, because, like, all the band members, except for one, really, I have known throughout different points in my life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Used to be neighbors with one.
Went to school with another.
Went to school with another. Just, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of funny. They're all good guys, though. I love you guys.
Really good guys.
You guys are amazing.
Yes. I couldn't even though say Nick better. You guys rocked the house the other night, and I know you'll rock the road on your tour. Definitely. We found out.
And we thank you guys for your support, because we know you guys support us. We support you. It's all about local and community and sticking together. And
yeah, it's all about the love, man.
Yep. Don't let Big Brother get you down.
Just try.
I almost had a gun.
The nurse who's a member of the band, he's probably listening now.
You know who you are.
If he hasn't fallen asleep yet.
Hey.
You know who you are.
Should I sing him a lullaby?
Yeah. Keep doing you.
Keep ripping it, bro.
That's right. With that,
I think we're going to wrap it up. But let us know what you guys think. And we will see you next time.
Until next time, don't believe the nonsense.
Stay uncommon.
Again?